Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Nun Ches. Begin the new parak. Every day in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a Tamid Shel Shachar, Kavod Tamid brought in the morning, Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, Kavod Tamid brought in the afternoon. As we will, Amir Tashem, learn today, the first carbon that was brought every day had to be the carbon Tamid, and the last carbon that had to be brought every day was the carbon Tamid. There's an exception to that rule, and that's the carbon Pesach. The carbon Pesach was allowed to be brought on Erev Pesach after the carbon Tamid of the afternoon. And the discussion we're going to have is exactly when the carbon Tamid is normally brought, when it's brought on Erev Pesach. Says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishkat B'Shmoyna Umechtza, under normal circumstances, the carbon tamid is brought 8.5 hours into the day. And again, when we speak about 8.5 hours into the day, we don't necessarily mean that every day is a 12-hour day and a 12-hour night. We know it means shos manius. Whether you count the day from the Netzach Chama until Shkia, or you count it from the Amoida Shachar until Tzeis Kechavim, that's a certain amount of hours, which are divided by 12. In the winter, each hour is less because the day is shorter than the night. In the summer, it's longer because the night is shorter than the day. So normally the carbon tamid is brought 8.5 hours into the day, the karab tisha machza, and it's completed by 9.5 hours. That means it takes an hour to bring the carbon tamid, and the afternoon carbon tamid is brought from 8.5 hours into the day into 9.5 hours into the day. There's an interesting shaila from the Chazon Ish, based on what we just said. Says the Chazon Ish, the Gemara says here that the carbon tamid, you need an hour to do all the work that's involved. Ask the Chazon Ish, we just said a moment ago that 8.5, 9.5 is not based on hours. It's based on shos manius. It can be more than 60 minutes. It could be less than 60 minutes. But then the Gemara says it takes an hour, which is 60 minutes, to bring it. So he says the Mishnah, so to speak, is combining two different time frames. First, the Mishnah is talking about Shos Manius, and then the Mishnah is talking about regular 60-minute hours. How could you combine the two? So he says a very simple teretz. He says the Mishnah is talking about Shos Manius, and like we explained, Shos Manius sometimes could be more than 60 minutes, and sometimes could be less than 60 minutes. And it would be the job of the Kohanim to adapt themselves to that. So that means in the winter, when the hour is less than 60 minutes, they're going to have to do the work a little quicker. And in the summer, when they have more, they could be a little not so pressured. Be'avi Pesachim, an Erev Pesach, Nishchat B'Sheva Machtza, the Karban Pesach, the Karban Tamid is brought at 7.5 hours into the day. The Karban Shemoyna Machtza is completed by 8.5 hours into the day. Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. And this is the halacha whether Erev Pesach is during the week or Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. The Tzlach says, why does the Mishnah use the word Arvei Pesachim, Lashon Rabbim, plural, should say, Erev Pesach? So he says what the Mishnah means, it doesn't teach us not only in Erev Pesach, regular Erev Pesach, but even Erev Pesach Sheni. We know and we will discuss that Erev Pesach Sheni, people who couldn't bring the carbon in Pesach Rishon brought it on Pesach Sheni. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even then, these halachas apply. We might have thought, since not that many people are bringing carbon in Pesach Sheni, so there is no need to change the regular schedule. So the Mishnah teaches us, even on Pesach Sheni, it's required. Chal Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos. What happens if Erev Pesach is on Friday? So as the Gemara will teach us, when Erev Pesach is on Friday, besides that the Karban Pesach has to be brought on Friday, it also has to be roasted. We spoke earlier in the Masechta that the Karban Pesach was roasted. Now when the roasting, normally, if you don't get to do it on Erev Pesach, you could do it at night. But if it's brought on Friday, the Gemara will teach us that you have no right to roast it at night, because anything that could be done before Shabbos, and Rashi says it's not really done as part of the carbon process, it's really done that you should be able to eat it, should be done still Friday by day. So you need more time. So then the halacha is nishchat b'sheish shemechza, then the carbon tamid is even earlier, it's 6.5 hours into the day, the kariv, and it's actually brought b'shevemach to 7.5 hours into the day, for Pesach afterwards achrav. So the Sfas Emes asks, this din of our Pesach achrav, what's the Mishnah saying that? He says two questions. So the Tzlach says the reason it says with Pesach achrav means as soon as you finish the Tumid process, immediately bring the Karman Pesach. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. But ask the Sfas Emes, why did the Mishnah wait to teach us this din to the case where Erev Pesach is on Friday? The din of our Pesach Akrav is also relevant when Erev Pesach is during the week or Shabbos. So the Mishnah should have said it before Chal Erev Pesach. So one answer given is that when the Mishnah says about Pesach Akrav, it's referring to all the cases of the Mishnah. But we'll see another teretz in the Gemara. Just for the record, the Rishonim tell us that really Masech the Pesachim to Masechtas. That's why yesterday we said V'slikalu Pesach Rishon. That the originally Masechta Pesachim was two Masechtas, the first four Prakim and the last Perek, which speaks about Chametz and Matzah and the Seder, and the next five Prakim, the fifth through ninth, speak about the Karban Pesach. That was called Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Menani Mili, how do we know that normally the Karban Tumid is brought 8.5 hours into the day? Amrim Shuban Levi the Amakra. The pasuk that discusses bringing the carbon tumid says, "As a keves echa tasav a biker, as a keves a sheni tasav in a bayim." One carbon tumid is brought in the morning, one in the afternoon. But the Torah uses the language of bein harbayim, plural. Teaches us the Torah chalkeu lebein shnei arovim, bei shalz machzul kan, shtei shalz machzul kan, v'shachzul siyosai. The afternoon is 6 hours. 6 hours shalz manias. Tells us Rabbi Shuvan Levi, since the Torah uses the terminology ben abayim, take that time. You need an hour, as we explained in the Mishnah, to do the actual process. So deduct an hour. So you're left with 6 minus 1 is 5 hours. Divide that 2.5 and 2.5. And after 2.5 hours into the afternoon, that's when you bring the Tumid Sheben Arbayim. Ask the Mefarshim, it also says ben Arbayim by the Karban Pesach. So why is the Karban Pesach not brought at that time? So a few answers are given. One answer is because the Torah, as we will learn in tomorrow's shiur, also uses the word be'erev by the Karban Pesach. So that means you could bring it later. Another answer is where is the Torah called the Karban Pesach ben arbayim? Only by the Pesach in Mitzrayim. But normal Karban Pesach is not called ben arbayim. Another answer is that when is the Karban Pesach brought? It's only once a year, and it's brought in the springtime. In the springtime, that time of 8.5 hours into the day, when the Karban Pesach is brought, or 7.5 hours into the day, actually, is when it's a half, because since Shal Zmani is later, so that's actually half. Masav Rava asks Rava, it says in our Mishnah, Ba'avit Pesachim Nishcha B'sheva Mechza, on Erev Pesach, the Karban Pesach, the Karban Tumid is brought 7.5 hours. The Kar B'Shmonecht, you do it earlier. Bein B'Choyl, Bein B'Shabbos. It makes no difference if Erev Pesach is a weekday or Shabbos. Asks Rav Rabbi Shuben Levi, V'Yisal Kedatach, if you're telling me that this halacha, that the Karban Tumid has to be brought 8.5 hours into the day, B'Shmonecht D'Raisehi, it's a Dibma D'Raisa, so how can we manipulate it? The Torah tells us the time. You can't manipulate it. Elam Rava, so Rava tells us, Mitzvosoy the Tumid, really the right time for the Karban Pesach is Mishinotu Tzlali Erev. The Karban Tumid is Mishinotu Tzlali Erev, is when the day starts to end, to start the second half of the day. My Tama, because why? Dama Krav, because the Torah uses the words Bein Habayim, in the afternoon. Mi'idna the maschel shim shalamarif, from the when the sun begins to set. Hilkach, however, b'shayim moisashana, the ik in the darim v'davis, where all you have people have to bring kabonis, and the rachmana amar, and the Torah taught us, olah hash chelva shlamim, v'amamar, as we will learn on the days, olah hashleim kol abonis kulam. The last carbon that can be brought any day is the Karban Tumid. So even though I could have brought the Karban Tumid earlier, I delay it, and I bring the Karban Tumid 2 hours later to give people time to bring those karbonis, the carbon, the darim, the davis, the carbon shlomim that they're obligated to bring. And like Rashi explains, even though really I should have brought the carbon Pesach, the carbon Talmud earlier, because we have a concept of zrizim magdim l'mitzvahs, you always want to do the mitzvah as early as possible, but we have the darim and the davis. So the Shar HaMelech asks a question, why can't you have the best of both worlds? He says, bring the carbon Talmud, just shecht it, and you'll have zrizim magdim on the carbon Talmud, then bring the other karbonis, and you don't have a problem that you're not allowed to do anything after carbon Talmud, because you won't actually burn the carbon Talmud until after you'll bring the other karbonis. So you'll have the best of both worlds. You bring the carbon Talmud early, and you have no problem bringing the darim and the davis. So he answers, yes, you may have the best of both worlds, but you're going to accomplish zrizim magdimim on the carbon Talmud, and you're going to lose zrizim magdimim on the darim and the davis. Just like there's an issue of you want to do the carbon Talmud as early as possible, you also want to do the other karbonis as early as possible. So that's why we say bring the karbonis, the nadarim and the davis first, and then do the carbon Talmud. That's every day of the year. Be'avi Pesachim, but on Erev Pesach, Dika Pesach Achrov, that you have to bring the carbon Pesach, Magdim Kamdina Le Sha'achas, we make it 1 hour earlier, Vavdina Lo B'sheva Machza, we make the carbon Talmud 7.5 hours. Why 7.5 hours? Because we still want to give you a little time, explains Rashi, to bring the darim and the davis. So I don't give you the regular 2 hours. I give you one hour. So the Mefarshim say 2 points. First of all, since we see here the Erev Pesach, we do everything earlier. This is why it says in Halacha that Erev Pesach wants you to get up earlier than normal. Not just a practical consideration, because there's a lot to do, but you should get up earlier. The other Mefarshim say there's no Raya from here, because this is talking about the afternoon. It has nothing to do with the morning. But Ramea Arik in the Imre Yosher asks a Gevaldige Kasha. He's saying, really we could bring the Korban Pesach 6.5 hours into the Korban Talmud 6.5 hours into the day. Why in Erev Pesach am I waiting till 7.5? I want to give you some time from the Darim and the Davis. If you owe a Korban Shlomim, we want to give you some time to bring it. So he asks, on Erev Pesach you shouldn't be allowed to bring a Korban Shlomim anyway. Because the halacha is, he asks, that whenever you bring a carbon, we don't want you to lose time from being able to eat the carbon. At night of Pesach, you're not going to be able to eat the carbon shlomim all night, because after Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat till the morning. So you shouldn't be allowed to bring a carbon shlomim anyway. So you can't bring a carbon shlomim. What am I giving you time for it? So one answer that's given is that you're not losing that much. Yitaka can't eat it at night, but you could eat it the rest of the day. You could eat it till Chatzos, and you could eat it the whole next day. So you're only losing a couple of hours. Those couple of hours doesn't mean that you're really losing time. But I saw another teretz, Gevaldige teretz. What is the halacha? We have a machloikus, famous machloikus, until when you could eat the Karim Pesach. It's relevant to us, till when you could eat Afikoyman. Till Chatzos, or until the morning. So according to the man the Omer, says Ramea Arik, that you could only eat the Korban Pesach till Chatzos, what's going to be the halacha after Chatzos? Can you eat something after Chatzos? So he says yes. He says the halacha that you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach, or after the Afikoyman in our world, is only in the time when you could still be Yoytzer the Mitzvah. So let's say Chatzos is 1 o'clock, and you ate the Korban Pesach or the Afikoyman at 12 o'clock. So how long can't you eat only till 1 o'clock? Because after 1 o'clock, it's already not the Zman. So let's think it through. If you hold, you're allowed to eat the Korban Pesach till the morning, so you can eat the Korban Shlomim all night. Even if you hold it, you could only eat the Korban Pesach till Chatzos, and you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach, how much time is involved? Because after Chatzos, you'll be allowed to eat. It's relevant l'alocha, because even if we're machmer, that you can't eat, that we should eat Afikoyman by Chatzos, after Chatzos, you may be allowed to eat again, because it's not the Zman. Chal Erev Pesach li is Erev Shabbos. Erev Pesach comes out to be on Friday. Deikin nam tzliyosoy, that not only do you have to bring the Korban Pesach, but you also have to roast it. Deloy dochi Shabbos, and you're not allowed to roast it on Shabbos. Magdinim le'adine. So then we bring the carbon. Then we bring the carbon talmid on the first time, which is b'sheish shumachzim, 6.5 hours into the day. The trumas hadeshin brings a raya from this gemara. We know that you have to salt meat to make it kosher. Now, how long does the meat have to be in salt? So he brings a raya that the meat has to be in salt for an hour. He says we see here that the time that you need to roast is an hour. We know that the kasher meat, you could either salt it or roast it. So the same amount of time you need for roasting, you need for salting. If the Gemara here says that roasting takes an hour, says the Trumas Hadeshin, that salting should take an hour also. The Bechor Shor disagrees with him. He says when the Gemara says here tzliosoi, it doesn't mean roasting, it means also all the preparations for roasting, which could take, but the actual roasting may be less time. Now there's a very relevant shaila lahalocha lemaisa based on this Gemara. And that is, what is the time for mincha? Because as we know, the our tefillah for mincha in the afternoon corresponds to the kabbat tamid shebein arbayim. So whatever this man is for davening mincha, for bringing the kabbat tamid shebein arbayim, should be this man for mincha. And that's why the Rambam says, people aren't that aware of this, that the right time for davening mincha should be on a regular day, 8.5 hours into the day. Because that's when the carbon Tamid Shebein Abayim was brought. So you shouldn't daven mincha early, says the Rambam. You should wait for 8.5 hours into the day. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rambam. In fact, I saw a psak from Rabbi Tzion Abishol that he says that let's say somebody has an option. I'm not saying this la'aloch l'maisa. He could either daven mincha 8.5 hours into the day be yechidus, or daven mincha earlier be tzibur, based on what the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch says, daven be yechidus 8.5 hours into the day, because that's the right time to daven. The Rosh disagrees with the Rambam. The Rosh says that the mincha could be davened any time that the carbon tamid shebein arbayim could be brought, which is any time in the afternoon. And the Mishnah Berurah says certainly if somebody doesn't think he'll have a minyan, or he doesn't think he'll be able to daven later, he could daven any time after 6.5 hours into the day. But now the question is, when is the first time that the Gemara says you could daven, you could bring the Karmel Tamid Shebein Arbayim? 6.5 hours into the day, a half an hour after Chatzos. Now what's going to be the halacha if somebody davens mincha right after Chatzos, before the half an hour after Chatzos that our Gemara talks about, before 6.5 hours into the day? So there's a shtickle stira in Rashi. You look in Rashi, El Amarova. So Rashi says like this, Kula tekanta derabonani, the midaraisa kol sheish shos achroinus ksheris. Anytime after 12 o'clock, after Chatzos, you could bring the Karmel Tamid Shebein Arbayim. Tahayna mechinat etzlo liyarav. That's when the sun starts to set. And then Rashi says, mechatzi shav ve'elech, only from a half an hour. So how do you understand the Rashi? First Rashi says from 12, and then Rashi says from 12:30. How do we understand this Rashi? So the Machlokes how to understand the Rashi. And Cheschinuch discusses this. Some say the Rashi means that the right time to daven, the right time to bring the carbon talmud is from 12. Just we're concerned, as the Gemara Masech the Yuma says, that a person won't know exactly when Chatzos is. So the Rabbanan said, wait till a half an hour after Chatzos, then you could be certain that it's after Chatzos. But really, after Chatzos is fine. Others say that Pshat and Rashi is, that Rashi's teaching us that before a half an hour after Chatzos is not the time for the Karmel Tamid Shebein Arbayim. And Rashi doesn't mean from 12, he means from the middle of the sixth, from the middle of that hour, which would mean a half an hour after Chatzos. And again, it would be relevant to us. What happens? Can you daven mincha after Chatzos? What happens if you daven mincha after Chatzos before the half an hour after Chatzos? Do you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? The Magen Avraham says that you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because Rashi, he says, means not before a half an hour after Chatzos, and any time before is not yet the time for mincha. Means from 12. Because that's when the sun starts. Yeah. But look at the second word of Rashi, Da'ana Mechatzi Sheva.
Yeah, I understand. So how do you...
So he means that means that doesn't mean from when it starts, from in the hour when it starts. sometime in that hour. That's how the Mechitz Chinuch explains. Tana Rabbanan teaches us a b'raisa. Ki sidur b'chol, kach sidur b'shabbos. The same way, and we'll explain this in a moment, the same way that it's done during the week, that's the way it's done in Shabbos. Divrei Rishmol. Rabbi Kiva Oima, ki sidur b'ere Pesach. Says the Gemara, my kama, what's going on here? Amar Abaye, so Abaye explains like this. Hachi kama, this is pshat in this b'raisa. Kistur b'chol b'erev Pesach, the same way, the time when Erev Pesach is during the week, the time that you bring the Karban Pesach, which we identified in the Mishnah is 7.5 hours into the day, kach sidur b'shabbos b'erev Pesach. That's the same time if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel explains. And Rabbi Kiva Oima, Kisidur Be'erev Pesach Shechal Lius Be'erev Shabbos. The time when the Karban Pesach is brought, if Erev Pesach is on Friday, Kach Sidur B'Shabbos. Which means, we explained in the Mishnah, that the Erev Pesach is on Friday, you bring it 6.5 hours. So too, does Rabbi Kiva hold, an Erev Pesach on Shabbos, you bring it 6.5 hours into the day. And therefore, our Mishnah that taught us the Tani Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, whether Erev Pesach is during the week or Erev Pesach is in Shabbos, you bring it 7.5 hours into the day, will represent Rabbi Shmuel. Will represent Rabbi Shmuel's position. Says the Gemara, if this is the explanation, what is the basis of the machloikas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? But my kamiflegi, says the Gemara, the musafim koydim lemezich kamiflegi. Every Shabbos, a carbon mitzvah had to be brought. Also, every Shabbos, they changed the lechem upon him, and the bezichim with spoonfuls of levaina that they burnt, and then the kohanim ate the old lechem upon him and got the new lechem upon him. Rabbi Shmuel Sover, musafim koydim lebezichim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that first you have to bring the carbon mitzvah, and then you do the lechem upon him avoida. And explains the Gemara. You can't do the avoida of the mesafim before 6 hours into the day. Why? So Rashi explains, because since the Torah, when it speaks about the Karban Musaf, says b'yoyim, doesn't say b'boiker, it says b'yoyim, during the day, so that means you have to wait till 6 hours into the day. So if you do the Karban Musaf day, and in 6 hours, you need an hour for it, or b'zichim b'sheva, then you do the lechem upon him 7 hours into the day, vavalele tamid b'sheva mechz, and then you do the karm tamid 7.5 hours into the day. However, Bekiva disagrees. He holds b'zichim kaidin l'mesafim. You could do the lechem upon him before the mesafim, because he learns it exeris shava. Rashi explains from the chavitim of the kain gadol that were also brought before the mesafim. So therefore, b'zichim b'chamesh u'mesafim b'sheish, vavalele tamid b'sheish shemechza. You could do the karm tamid 6.5 hours into the day. So here Rashi says that at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, everybody agrees, Rashi says, that what is the earliest time you could do the musaf? 6 hours into the day. Why? Because as we explained, it says b'yoyim. So the question is, two questions. The Mishnah says in Masech the Brachas that you could daven tefillas musaf all day. Kol ayoyim kashul tefillas musaf. He was saying it can't be till 6 hours into the day. So Rishonim answer that Mishnah Masech the Brachas is referring to all the Musafim besides Shabbos. We have to bring a Musaf on Rish Chodesh, we have to bring a Musaf on Yontif. Those could be all day, because it doesn't say the word B'yoyim by those Musafim. Only on the Musaf of Shabbos. But now the question is, if we're saying that our Tefillahs correspond to the Kabbonis, so how could we daven Musaf before 6 hours into the day? They couldn't bring the Karban Musaf on Shabbos before 6 hours into the day. So the Mishnah Berurah says that since on Shabbos there's a chiyuv to have Oinik Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast. If you're not going to daven Musaf until 6 hours into the day, which is already after Chatzos, so you won't eat till after Chatzos. So because of that, we daven Musaf earlier. But now there's another question. The Mishnah here is the Gemara here, excuse me, is discussing eating the lechem upon him when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, when they ate it. Ask the Meshech Chachma, the lechem upon him is matzah. We learned you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So how could you, what's the discussion when they ate it? You're not allowed to eat it. It's Erev Pesach. So Mashah says, the when is there a halacha you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach? Matzah that you're not mechuyiv to eat. But this is matzah that there's a mitzvah to eat. There is no din that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. The Meshech Chachma says a very big chiddush. He says, what kind of matzah are you not allowed to eat Erev Pesach? Matzah that you could be yoytze the mitzvah of achilas matzah with. Lechem upon him, you couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Why? Because the lechem upon him was not nishmar, was not guarded from chimutz. What kind of matzah am I now allowed to eat Erev Pesach? Matzah that I could be mekayim the mitzvah. Lechem upon him, I couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah anyway. So since I couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, that's why I'm allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach. Maskula Rava, so Rava asks on Abaye's explanation of this machloikis, Midi Rabbi Kiva kisidur be'erev Pesach shechal liyers be'erev Shabbos k'toni. Let's read what Rabbi Kiva told us. Rabbi Kiva didn't tell us that it's the same as when Erev Pesach comes out on Friday. He just says kisidur be'erev Pesach stamak toni. He just says it's the same like on Erev Pesach. And like the Mefarshim explained, if Rabbi Kiva's point is to teach us that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's the same like when Erev Pesach is on Friday, he's missing the main point. El Amarava, Hachi Kama. This is the Machlekes. Kisidur b'chol de Alma, kach sidur b'shabbos b'erev Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, then you bring the Karban Tumah like you bring it on a regular weekday. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kisidur b'erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you bring it like every Erev Pesach on a weekday, which is an hour earlier. And therefore, Masnisin that taught us, diktani bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, will be Rabbi Kiva here. But my kamifgi, what is the basis of the machlokes of Shmuel Rabbi Kiva? But mechma besar kamifgi. As we know, on Shabbos, as we explained earlier, you can't roast the Karban Pesach. So now you're going to bring the Karban Pesach, and it's going to sit till the night. So Rabbi Shmuel sover cheshina lemechma besara. We're concerned that the Karban Pesach will spoil because you're not roasting it till the night. Or like Tosfos explains, on Shabbos you're not allowed to wash the animal, the carbon, and we're afraid it's going to start to decay. So we bring it as late as possible. We're not worried about spoilage, and therefore we could bring it earlier like we do every day. What is the machlokes of Rekiva Mishmol? So the Tzlach explains, there's a Mishnah Masechta Avos that says one of the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash was the meat never got spoiled. So Rabbi Kiva says we could rely on that, and therefore we don't have to worry about the meat getting spoiled. Rabbi Shmuel says ain't simchal anais, we don't rely on nisim, so bring the carbon later and don't rely that it won't get spoiled. Now says the Sfas Emes, we have an answer to the question that we asked, why the Mishnah said about Pesach Achrav. When is the Mishnah, when the Mishnah in the first part spoke about carbon Pesach being brought passively on Shabbos. Then, as we learned, there's a concern that the meat is going to get spoiled. Since we're concerned that the meat's going to get spoiled, we may bring the Karban Pesach later. But when the Karban Pesach is being brought on Friday, then we always have to bring it immediately after. That's why the Mishnah chose to say a Pesach Achrav only after the second case, and then after the first case. Ask the Gemara. Eloi Cheshinen, ask the Gemara of Akiva, if we're not concerned that the Karban Pesach is going to get spoiled, so why do we wait till bring the Karban Tumah till 7.5 hours? And the Karban Pesach, 8.5 hours. Nevday, let's bring the Karban Tumah to 6.5 hours, B'shesh Shemechza, and then bring the Karban Pesach in 7.5 hours. You're anyway not worried about spoilage, and there is no Nedarim V'Davos on Shabbos that you need time for. Answers the Gemara, Kasover, because he's going to hold. Musafim Kaidel Mazichin. First you have to do the Musaf, then the Lechem upon him. Therefore, Avalel Musafim B'Sheish, because like we explained in Amun Aleph, you can't bring the Kavan Musaf before Sheish. Or Bezichin Yevdu B'Sheva, Vavalel Tamed B'Sheva Machza. Maskula Rava Barula. Again, on your explanation, Rava. Midei Kasidura B'Chol, Kach Sidura B'Shabbos, Ber Pesach. Did Rabbi Shmuel say that the same halacha will be when it's during the week, so will it be when Erev Pesach on Shabbos? He just said, this is what the halacha is on Shabbos. And, as, and again, you're missing the main point if that's the explanation of the Braisa. Therefore, Rabbi Bar Ula has a different explanation. Elam Rabbi Bar Ula Hochktani. This Mishnah, this Braisa has nothing to do with Erev Pesach. Ksidur b'chal de alma, kach sidur b'shabbos de alma. Div Rabbi Shmuel. The Mishnah is talking about a regular Shabbos. What is the time that the Karban Tamid was brought on a regular Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel tells us that on a regular Shabbos, the Karban Tamid is brought at the same time as in a regular weekday. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kesidre be'erev Shabbos de'alma, be'er Pesach de'alma, the same time that the Karban Tamid is brought on an Erev Pesach, which is an earlier, an hour earlier, Kach Sidre b'Shabbos de'alma, on every Shabbos, the Karban Tamid of the afternoon was brought an hour earlier. Umas Nisan, therefore the din that we learned in our Mishnah, that Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, the Karban Tamid is brought an hour earlier, Devei Hakelhi, has nothing to do with the Machloikas or B'Shmar or B'Kiva. They both could agree with the Mishnah. And what is the Machloikas of Rabbi Shmuel and B'Kiva? B'Gzeiris Nedarim V'Nedavis K'mifgi. The Machloikas is, do we say that the Karban Tamid on Shabbos should be brought on the same time during the week? Because during the week we want to bring it later, because as we explained, we want to give you time to bring the Dharm and the Davis. Do we say the same thing on Shabbos? Rabbi Shmuel saw the Gazrin Shabbos at the Chol. Just like during the week, we postpone bringing the Karban Tamid till 8.5 hours into the day to give you time to bring in the Dharm and the Davis, so too we want the same uniform time for Shabbos. Rekiva Sava, like Gazrinin. We don't, Shabbos is Shabbos and the weekday is the weekday. During the weekday taka, we wait till 8.5 hours in the day, but it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Ask the Gemara if Rabbi Kiva says that Shabbos and the weekdays can have different times. Eloi Gazrinin, so make it even earlier. Why 7.5? Make it 6.5. Answers the Gemara, as we've said already, 3 times. Gesava Musaf and Kaidmul Bezichim. Rabbi Kiva holds that you have to bring the Karban Musaf and then the Bezichim. And the Mezafim we learned have to be brought 6 hours in the day. Ubezichim is 7 hours in the day, and therefore, Avalei Tamid Bezayinu Mechza. Ask the Gemara, Meisve, it says in Abraisa, Tamid Kalashana Kula, the Tamid all year round, Karv Kilchasai. When it's brought in the regular time, Nicht Shmat, as the Mishnah taught us, Bishmaina Mechza, it's slaughtered 8.5 hours into the day, the Kar Betes Mechza, and it's actually finished by 9.5 hours a day. Bere Pesach, an Ere Pesach, Nishchat Bezayna Mechza, the Kar Bechetz Mechza. Chal Liyos B'Shabbos, what happens if Ere Pesach is on Shabbos? Kechal Liyos B'Sheni B'Shabbos, it's the same like it's on Monday. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Oimah, Kesidroi be'erev Pesach, it's like an erev Pesach. Bishlam l'Abaya, according to Abaya's explanation, this brisa makes a lot of sense. That Rabbi Shmuel is telling us that if it's on Shabbos, if erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's like on Monday, it's 7.5 hour days. So it means that, it means like, Rabbi Kiva says, it means like when it comes out on Friday, which is exactly the way Abaya explained the Machloikas of Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva. Ela Rava Kasha. Rava said that nobody holds that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you bring it 6.5 hours into the day. The only question was, according to Rabbi Kiva, 7.5 hours, according to Rabbi Shmuel, 8.5 hours. So how do you explain it? Says the Gemara, Loitem Kechal B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Don't say like it means like on a Monday which is Erev Pesach, Elayim Kesheni B'Shabbos to Alma, like a Monday which is not Erev Pesach, which is 8.5 hours in the day, which is exactly what Rava holds, Rabbi Shmuel holds, that he holds you bring it on Shabbos Erev Pesach 8.5 hours into the day, because I'm worried it's going to get spoiled. And Rabbi Kiva says 7.5 hours. Now Rashi picks up, why does the Gemara talk about if it's like on a Monday? What's wrong with Sunday? Sunday is the first day of the week. So Rashi says one pshat. The Gemara just picked Monday, but could have been Sunday. But then Rashi says, you know why the Gemara picked Monday? Because Erev Pesach can never be Sunday. Because we have a rule, Lo Bedu Pesach. Pesach can never be a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. So since Pesach can never be Monday, Erev Pesach can never be Sunday. So the first day the Gemara picked was Monday. Then Rashi says, that's not true. Because in our calendar, which is fixed, Pesach can never be on certain days. But like we said many times, their calendar wasn't a fixed calendar. Their calendar was based on when the Adam came and said that they saw the new moon. And if they came and saw the new moon and Erev Pesach will be Sunday, so be it. That's why Rashi doesn't like the pshat. Taisa says, no. Even if Adam come and tell us when Rosh Chodesh was, and based on what they tell us, Erev Pesach should be on Sunday, we have ways of manipulating that we don't accept their Adis, and still Erev Pesach will never be on a Sunday.
What's so bad
with Sunday? Why is Erev Pesach can't be on a Sunday? Maybe a lot of people would like it. Because if Erev Pesach is on any of those days, then Rosh Hashanah will be on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. And we have a klal lo yadu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah can never be Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. Why? Because if Rosh Hashanah is going to be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, we'll have Shabbos Yom Kippur one day after the next. And we don't want either to be, Yom Kippur should be on a Friday or a Sunday. And then we also have a problem that Rosh Hashanah Rabbah should not be on a Shabbos.
So
that's why Taisa says we manipulate. Says the Tzlach, how's Rashi going to say? Rashi says we don't have to manipulate Pesach. We have 6 months between Pesach and Rosh Hashanah. So even if we don't want Rosh Hashanah to be on Adu, on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, we don't have to manipulate Pesach. Leave Pesach like the Adam say, and we'll manipulate one of the summer months if we see that Rosh Hashanah is coming out on the wrong day of the week. Meisvei. Ask the Gemara another question. It says in a Braisa, Chalius, B'Shabbos, if it comes out in Shabbos, K'sidri Kol Hashanah Kula. It's the same as the whole year, Dir Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, K'sidri B'Erev Pesach. It like means K'sidri B'Erev Pesach, the Almanah, like the regular Erev Pesach. Bishlama asked the Gemara, L'Rava Nicha. This makes sense according to Rava, because Rava explained to us that this is the way it works. El Abaya Kasha. Don't explain like it's on a regular day. That it means like when Erev Pesach comes out on a weekday, which according to Rabbi Shmuel, you shecht it if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, according to by 7.5 hours a day. And Rabbi Kiva is going to hold that you bring it if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, it's the same as if Erev Pesach is on Friday and you bring it 6.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Kiva Omer, consider Erev Pesach Shchalius Be'erev Shabbos. That's what the Braisa means, and you bring it in 6.5 hours into the day. So as we said from when we began the Mishnah, the carbon tamid is the first carbon of the day and the last carbon of the day. And this Braisa is going to teach us how we know that. How do we know nothing should be brought before the Kamet Tamid Shashachar? Tamaloyim of Oruch Aleha Oila, you should bring the Oila. My Tamuda, what does that mean? Amarava Oila Oila Rishoina. The first carbon has to be the carbon Oila. And there's a Machloikis, Dorachayim, and the Sfas Emes. Let's say you don't have a carbon Tamid, but you have different Kabbonis. Could you bring other kabbonis if you don't have the carbon tamid? Or if you didn't bring the carbon tamid, then no other carbon can be brought that day. Dor Chaim says no other carbon can be brought that day. The Sfasem says that the Gemara here means preferably the first carbon should be the tamid shel shachar. But if you don't have the tamid shel shachar, doesn't mean you shouldn't bring any other kabbonis. How do we know that nothing is allowed to be brought after tamid shel ben abayim? Tamalayim vehikto lechel veyashlamim. My Talmud. So how do we know from that nothing can be brought after Tamid Shaben Abayim? On Abayim Oleh Shlomim, after the first Tamid, the Tamid of the morning, you could bring Karban Shlomim V'lo Chaver to Shlomim. But after the Tamid in the afternoon, you can no longer bring Karban Shlomim. It's too late. Maskula Rava. So Rava says, fine. Eimer Shlomud Loi Nakrif. After the Tamid Shaben Abayim, you can no longer bring Karban Shlomim. Oilus Nakr, but different kabbanas, Oilus, Chattis, Oshim, you should be able to bring according to this line of reasoning. Elam Merava, Hashlomim, Aleh Hashlim, Kolabanas Kulam. The last carbon of the day is the Tamid Shebein Abayim. You can't bring any other carbon afterwards. And the Chazanish asks an interesting question. What does the Gemara mean here that the last carbon of the day is Tamid Sheben Abayim? Does that mean, let's say somebody brought a carbon after Tamid Sheben Abayim, so he certainly did an Aveira. Now 10 people brought carbonus after him. Did they also do Averis? Or once he did the Aveira, that he brought the carbon, a carbon after Tamid Sheben Abayim, they're not bringing a carbon after Tamid Sheben Abayim, they're bringing a carbon after a different carbon. Now Tosfos asks, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that Tamid Shachar is the first carbon? Of course it's the first carbon. We have a rule, Tadr v'sh'ena Tadr, Tadr Koydim. Whatever is more common comes first. And the carbon Tamid is the most common carbon. Two of them were brought every day. So Tosfos says, if I were to rely only on the concept of Tadr v'sh'ena Tadr, they would only refer to the Shechita of the carbon Tamid. But the halach is that not only did the shechit of the carbon tamid come first, but even the aktara, burning the carbon tamid, comes first. And that's why I need a pasuk. So Rabbi Chanan asks in the Kavit Shurim, why would I distinguish between the shechita? On the shechita I'll say tadav shechita tadav, and the aktara not. So the Mefarshim want to say that the shechita is the main avoida, not the aktara. But the Migdash David gives two nice answers. One answer he gives is that when is there a rule of Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim? I'm faced with I have two things in front of me. I can only do one at a time. So Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim says do the thing that's more common. Here I can do both. I can have one Kayin bringing in the Tamid Shel Shachar and another Kayin bringing another carbon. There's no problem. That's why I can't rely on Tadav. Or he says, when do I say Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim? When the time for both of them comes at the same time, and now I have to choose which should go first. For example, Shulchan Aruch talks about if your davening gets delayed in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now it's the same time to daven Musaf and Mincha. So we say the Mincha is Tadir. But let's say someone's going to bring a Karban Shlom early in the morning, and they don't have a Tadir yet. They don't have a Tamid yet in the Beis HaMikdash. There you don't say Tadav Sheena Tadav Tadav Kaidim. You have no question. You only have one carbon in front of you. That's why the Gemara has to teach us that the carbon Tamid should always be first. So the Gemara teaches us that the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar is always the first carbon. And that's relevant to a person who should always daven Shachris before Musaf. The Ramah says that let's say somebody forgot and he thought he davened Shachris, and then he davens Musaf first, and then he realizes he didn't daven Shachris. He says, but the Eved, you don't have to daven again. He says, because this whole din, Tosfos says, is only Midrabonin. But the Raisa, if you brought another carbon before the Tamid Shel Shachar, it's not a problem. So therefore, you daven Musaf before Shachris, but the Eved, it's acceptable. But now the Bar Yitzchak asked the following Shaila. Let's say somebody, it should never happen to any of us, comes to shul very late. He didn't daven Shachris yet, and the shul is already holding by Musaf. So what should he do? Should he daven Shachris first, but he won't be davening Tefillah B'Tzibur, or should he daven Musaf first? Because our Gemara says you should always do the Tamid Shel Shachar first thing. So Rav Moshe and the Michas Yitzchak both discuss the Shaila, and they both say you should daven Musaf Shachris first. Why? Because our Gemara says that certainly you should always do Tamid Shel Shachar first. But the Michas Yitzchak says that what you should do is daven Musaf while everybody's davening Shachris. Because even though, while they're davening Musaf. Because even though they're davening a different Shemoneh Esrei than you, it's still Tefillah B'Tzibur because you're all davening Shemoneh Esrei at the same time. So he says you have everything. You have Tefillah B'Tzibur, and you're also davening Shachris before Musaf.
It's a chiddush to say this.
And you're also davening Shachris before Musaf.
It's a chiddush to say this.